This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The amount of drugs that people take, it's absolutely shocking. Most people are on drugs.
The Health Ranger Report.
Everybody's worried about the zombie apocalypse. It's already here, people.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
A blockbuster new medical device study published in the medical journal The Lancet has now determined that heart stents are, in essence, medically useless. This is a bombshell study, and it's spreading shockwaves across the cardiovascular, cardiosurgeon, cardio doctor segments of the medical industry because they've been installing these heart stents like crazy. I think 500,000 a year in the United States, if I'm remembering that stat correctly. 500,000 heart stents per year installed, and it turns out they're medically useless, no better than placebo. I'll talk about the study here in a second, but I want to welcome you to this podcast. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, Lab Science Director of CWC Labs, author of Food Forensics, number one best-selling science book at one point on Amazon, and the publisher of Medicine.News. And so you can check out Medicine.News for up-to-date breakthroughs. We've got both positive news about medical breakthroughs, and we've got critical news about things in medicine that do not work, such as these heart stents. Now, if you're just joining us, and if you're not familiar with heart stents, these are sort of wire cages that are, you know, elongated cages that expand the diameter of a major artery, and they're supposed to allow more blood flow through the artery, and they do. I'm not saying they don't. I mean, if you enlarge the diameter of the artery, more blood will get through, and that's true. However, it turns out that if you do this procedure and don't install the heart stent, the patients report just as good results. In other words, it's a placebo effect. And this, in this study, by the way, cardiologists, they took 200 patients who had the symptoms, the chest pain, the shortness of breath, climbing up a flight of stairs, you know, having pain, and so on. They took 200 people and they randomly assigned about half of them to get the actual heart stent and the other half to get a what's called a sham procedure, where they do the same catheter, they do the same blood thinner drugs, they do everything else the same, but they don't install the heart stent. Now, when they looked at the differences between the outcomes of these two groups, they found that there was no significant difference whatsoever. In other words, heart stents only work because people think they do. It's a placebo effect. And what's fascinating, oh yeah, and you might be able to tell, this was a randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled study. Neither the assessors nor the patients knew which ones had the actual stent installed in their bodies. All right. So typically this is called a good science structure for a medical device study. You want it to be randomized. You want it to be double blind. You want a placebo control, and then you want to compare results and see if the medical device made a measurable difference. And in this case, it did not. It did not make any difference. Now, what's fascinating about this to me is that, of course, modern medicine or the medical status quo has always said that acupuncture is a sham and that acupuncture only works because of the placebo effect, because people believe it works and thus they make it work because your mind makes it real, mind-body interaction, which is interesting because doctors are saying that the mind actually controls the physiology of the body and can eliminate symptoms of disease and so on, even though those same doctors claim there's no such thing as mind-body medicine. But they this is just another contradiction that you find in modern medicine, by the way. But it turns out that it's actually their stents, their heart stents, that are the sham that only really is working because of placebo effect. And what's striking about that is there was also news recently about antidepressants only working because of patient expectations, or in other words, patient placebo effects. So people feel less depressed when they take something that they're told is an antidepressant, regardless of whether that's actually an antidepressant chemical, such as a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor, SSRI drug, for example. People just make it real. And what medicine is accidentally acknowledging here is that the mind is the most powerful healer of all. The mind can reduce stress. The mind can reduce chest pain. The mind actually can reduce chronic pain. The mind can reduce depression. The mind can accelerate healing. The mind can even cure cancer, by the way, in some cases, as we've seen in other cancer studies that showed a very strong placebo result. And yet, modern doctors and people who run clinical trials, they throw out the placebo result. And they say, well, placebo is a fake result. But it's not. It's real. It's the mind really initiating healing through the body, which shouldn't be a surprise given how powerful the mind is and how all the body's tissues and organs are, of course, connected to the mind, right? You've got pain receptors, you've got hormone receptors, or hormones are generated, you know, some are generated in the brain and so on. So the brain and the mind, which are two distinct things, the brain is the physical organ, the mind is the non-physical interface, the consciousness interface. These two things are incredibly powerful. They can cure disease, reverse symptoms, and so on. And yet modern medicine discounts any healing ability of the mind, and they tend to call it woo-woo medicine when people try to use their minds to get better. When doctors say, no, the mind doesn't work, take these chemicals, and they just kill you with chemotherapy. And then they say, see, medicine works. You died of cancer. No, you died of the chemotherapy, people, because poison kills. But what's even more interesting to me about all of this is that if you have blocked arteries, why don't you ever hear from a cardiologist that, hey, maybe you should change your diet. Maybe you should eat less trans fatty acid foods. You know, maybe you should stop smoking. Maybe you should stop eating a bunch of French fries or chicken fried steak, which is a favorite here in Texas. Every time I see a chicken fried steak, I just shudder. I'm like, take processed meat, put some white flour and MSG on it, and then throw it in the French fry vessel for frying everything and creating acrylamides and cancer-causing chemicals. People snarf that stuff down like it's magic or something, the chicken fried steak. I don't know what it is. It's like Texas food magic or something. I don't get it. People eat a lot of foods that make them very, very unhealthy. And so they build up all this, you know, atherosclerosis and arterial plaque and so on. And they don't know why. It's because they're eating a lot of fake foods and processed foods and partially hydrogenated foods. Margarine, for example, people are eating margarine. This is like genetically modified soybean oil, partially hydrogenated with a nickel catalyst. And they wonder why their heart doesn't work. They wonder why they can't climb a flight of stairs without running out of breath, you know. And it's pretty sick. And if they just would eat real butter instead, they would actually be healthier. Or eat real eggs. You know, egg yolks are full of vitamins and nutrients. They're like a natural multivitamin. And so cardiologists, instead of telling people, hey, you should take responsibility for your own health, why don't you change your diet? Here's things to avoid and other things to eat. Instead, they're just told, oh, no, it's not your fault. There's nothing you can do. Let's install a stent because it makes more money for the cardiologist. And by the way, speaking of cardiologists, you should go check out Dr. Jack Wolfson in Phoenix, Arizona, right? His website is thedrswolfson.com. That's DRS. So THEDRS Wolfson, WOLFSON.com. I did a couple of interviews with Dr. Wolfson in person in my studio in Austin. We're going to be publishing those soon. But in the meantime, this guy, he's called the paleo cardiologist and he knows his stuff. If you want to reverse arterial plaque and reverse heart disease and restore blood flow, just go see Dr. Wolfson or read his books. He knows his stuff. He'll do far more for you than any heart stent or any invasive medical procedure, coronary bypass surgery, or any of those things. And he's healthy himself too. Very healthy guy. So, you know, these cardiologists, they don't want you to be healthy, it seems. They just want to use you as a way to make money installing stents and getting reimbursed from health insurance and Medicare and Medicaid. It's just sick. And now we know the heart stents don't work. So there you go. Just yet another major medical study showing that this common medical intervention is a complete hoax. It's been totally debunked at this point. If you're slated to go get a heart stent, you should start asking a few questions and maybe not do the heart stent and do something else instead that's more natural, safer, more effective, and a lot less costly. And even if you do nothing, If you just change your mind, you will get the same result as a heart stent without having to go through the procedure. That's what the study shows. Fascinating, isn't it? Read more at medicine.news or check out my main website, naturalnews.com. This is Mike Adams, Health Ranger. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra-clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products, and that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.